You're listening to The Pulse on BFM 89.9.
I'm shaking up with the trees, how I keep the leaf in the middle. I'm more than these hotel rentals and dental bills adding up. I'm the Kennedys out for lunch with a preacher martyr the king. I'm Cardi's engagement ring, I'm America showing off. I'm Viacom, Viacom, I'm Chappelle and Pelly Pelly and rapping like Dialon, spell it like Dialon. Gave my body to Adam, he told me to lie for him. Apple wasn't the apple, the truest sin was a facility. I'm patriarchy on Sunday, don't push me, I'm Viacom. Y'all niggas got Diddy money, don't push me, I'm Adam Bomb. I'm Obama pushing a button in Libya, Pakistan. Humanely a hypocrite, the sinner and the civilian, the pettiest that it gets. I'm America at its best. Yeah, I'm America at its best. Bum, bum. Nah, 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 nah. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, with the nonne. Start to get the money from writing the haiku. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, with the nonne. Everybody on me, I'm looking just like you. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, with the nonne. If you smoking dope, then your shawty can come too. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, with the nonne. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. Riddle me happy, I'm lonely hysteria. Along gumming outside the parking lot, this is America. I'm everything that you're not, like Kendrick before his prime. I'm the ticking inside his watch and the underdog you forgot. Got privilege and money. Part of me buried in the earth, part of me chasing my money. Parted with artificial trappings, y'all can't take nothing from me. I'm going dummy for dummy. If all my godliness is measured by the way that y'all love me, I'm free. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, with the nonne. Start to get the money from writing the haiku. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, with the nonne. Everybody on me, I'm looking just like you. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, with the nonne. If you smoking dope, then your shawty can come too. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, with the nonne. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, new one from No Name, whose real name, Fatima Warner.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, I didn't Fatima know. Warner. That was the song, Song 32. Quite a mouthful to say, Song 32. But she did release one of my favorite albums last year, Room 25.
She's all about numbers.
Yeah, what is it with numbers? No creativity. Maybe you should listen to more background music. coming up, we are going to be talking about video game music. And why I want to talk about this is recently, Ubisoft, you might know of them, a big media, big game company. They are collaborating with hit record Joseph Gordon-Levitt's media company, the actor, his media company. I just found out today he has a media company, but I'll let you explain about that. So he's basically going to crowdsource music from fans for his upcoming installment in the Watch Dogs franchise. Basically, in total, 10 songs will be chosen for the game. Please explain, what's hit record?
So right now, it's easy to collaborate with other people because you have things like GarageBand where there's a cloud system where you can collaborate with your friends or your band members.
That power are overseas, of the internet.
Power of the internet. But back then, Hit Record was quite a new idea. So basically, Hit Record is an online, open online community for creative collaboration. So say you're a jazz cat. Mm-hmm. You play the trumpet, but all your friends, all the friends in your circle, they're more of a screamo fans. So Hit Record allows you to collaborate with other people from all around the world that play different instruments to complete the band or complete the song.
So what you do is you jump onto the tune on the Hit Record list and you can choose what song you want to.
Yep.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's like an open source collaboration thing. And it's not just for music. That same concept is used for animation, even for book writing. So basically, it's a global collaboration platform.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, what an idea. he started the company in 2010 and apparently they paid out contributors $3 million since. But what I'm talking about this is Ubisoft, their upcoming game Watch Dogs, which I know you're a big fan of.
Big fan.
The third game in the franchise. Each song created, like I said just now, 10 songs will be chosen for the game. We'll get $2,000 US dollars in addition to their name in the game credits. And it's a good, it's basically a way to bridge the gap with the game developers and the fans, I guess. Hit Records looking for songs that fit the themes of aggressive grim punk and teasing funk pop, whatever those mean. It really sounds like a cool idea, and give it to Joseph Gordon-Levitt to come up with an idea like this. But this collaboration was also met with lots of criticism from other game developers, basically blaming Ubisoft for exploiting fans. So I'm sure more than 10 songs will be created for this, right?
Yeah, because I think the way I see it is that these companies will have to pay lots of money, lots of in royalties to like artists if they use their music. And I think previously for Watch Dogs 2, they used like NERD spares and such. So
yeah, they have to pay the license.
Yeah,
for
they
those
have to pay
songs,
the licenses.
Right?
So by doing this, I guess they're only paying how much? 2,000?
2K a song. So that's you know, my math is bad, but 20K.
But if you're a musician like in your bedroom and then suddenly you get an opportunity for your song to be in a video game that you love.
Yeah, so 2K a song. Joseph Gordon-Levitt has been accused, you know, for being a union member who does not work for free, but yet he's enabling a billion-dollar AAA game company to get the fans to do just that. What I'm saying is basically, all the other people that made music and put their time and effort into making music for this game and doesn't get chosen, you know, how they feel.
But that's life, man.
That's life. And it is a contest in a way, right? For me, the fans should just make the music anyway. And if it goes on the game, that's a bonus. If not, you still can share it out with the world.
But on that note, I think games are a good way for, you know, for people to discover new music.
Yeah. Which makes me think, you know, like you said, the connection of games and music. I discovered a whole bunch of music through games, GTA especially. They take it up a notch with curated playlists, curated radio stations.
Yep.
I just love just driving around town aimlessly, just listening to the music, not even doing any of the missions, right?
They even gave like real musicians stations, right? Flying Lotus Radio.
Flying Lotus, it's crazy. Games also put out original soundtracks. So that's one thing. Final Fantasy soundtracks are enormously popular. It's on Apple Music, Spotify. They're even pressing vinyls for you know, game soundtracks. It's crazy to me.
And some games are known for their music selection that people look forward to. Like let's say FIFA. It's like famous for their soundtrack,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
It's like, I think with these type of games, it makes certain music a classic, like take Folds for example, Olympic Airwaves.
FIFA, yeah.
It's such an iconic FIFA song that it makes it a bit larger than life, I feel.
Yeah, and a bit of psychology goes behind it also, right? Yeah. It makes you pumped to press the kickoff button. But apart from video games, movie and TV series also are a great resource for me to you know, discover new music. And it's crazy. We're asking you today, what's your favorite video game music? Would you contribute to this project with Ubisoft and Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Me.
Yeah, would you?
Maybe our executive producer, Hanif, can throw in some screamo lines.
One of you, Jedi Brooker, great username. He said Tetris. And just in case you like myself, I didn't know what the Tetris... I had a lot of nostalgia when Ofnil played it for me. But let's play it for the rest of them.
Yep, that's the one.
I imagine just rolling blocks coming down when I heard that.
Stress.
Let us know, what's your favorite video game music? You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. We're coming up, we're talking about Lion King and more particularly, bad movies, good soundtracks. But before that, here's a track from The Skins, taken from their latest album, Swimming Lessons. This is the track, Oh My Love, only here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.